Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. So, what is it going to take for you to start making some serious changes in your life? All the things that you've learned, everything that you know, how come you are hesitating to put it into practice? All the preparation you have done, all the education, all the books, all the content that you consume, yet you move with extreme levels of limitation. You move with extreme levels of hesitation. Where it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. You say you're going to show up for yourself and you don't. How come? Are you putting extra work at the gym? Are you even going to the gym? Are you even taking care of your body? Look at the amount of money you make. What's that looking like? How come you're not putting yourself in position to make more? Putting yourself in a position to look at, okay, if I'm not where I want to be, if things are tough for me right now financially, how come we're not putting ourselves in the best possible position to make sure that that's taken care of? If you don't like how you look, why you just accept it? If you don't like the person you are or how you feel about yourself, why we're not making any changes? Again, if you don't love yourself, then these words are just not going to hit. It's not going to penetrate. If you don't have respect for yourself, you won't even care about the solution. If you don't have love for yourself, you won't even care to listen. You won't be interested. You won't listen to this to the end, because this might just give you something that you don't want to hear, versus looking at it and knowing, hey, I need to hear this. Because laziness is real. How people are just lazy. Not wanting to solve the problem is real, because people fear the solution. People fear the responsibilities that comes with the solution to a problem. Then there's insecurities and how you feel about yourself. How come we just allow that to be? Is that just who you are? That's it? You're defined by your fears and insecurities? And then you build a whole life on top of that, wondering why these unnecessary problems are happening. Like, what is it going to take? Seriously, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? How about your circle of friends? Who is that? Who are you calling your friends? Who are you hanging out with? What are the quality of conversations that you are having with these people? Who are you following? How come you are careless with your attention? How come you are careless with who you are giving your time and energy towards? How come you're so careless with that? See, protecting your energy is massively important. You are in the position you are in now because either you protected your energy and you associated with the energy that allows you to thrive and grow and become clear and make the changes that you need to make, or you're just giving yourself to whatever entertains you, whatever gives you attention, whatever, just whatever, right? You're giving you, like, you are living the results based on the moves you made and the things you prioritize, what you're giving attention to. All of that is where you put in your focus, where you put in your energy. So what are you doing? Why do you refuse to make the necessary changes that you need to make? Why haven't you done the simple things in your life? Like, make your bed. Like, clean your environment. Like, honor your word. Like, showing up for yourself and doing what you say that you're gonna do. The simple things that you have control of. It's interesting, right? Life, you can just do whatever it is you feel like doing. There's consequences to your choices. You can't run away from that. Can't run away from the consequence. You can't run away from the results of the moves you make and the things you decide to focus on. You got to isolate the problem. Meaning cutting off all the things that take you further away of what you need to focus on. And give all of yourself to that problem because nothing else matters because you're not going to grow. There's a ripple effect when that problem's in place. There's a ripple effect that impacts all areas of your life. You need to give all of yourself to that problem. So once you solve that problem, now you embrace the new challenges that come your way. Now you are in the new. Now you are creating something. Now you're focusing on something different. Right? New problems present themselves. But it's understanding the things that are in the way. And when you are your own worst enemy, man, it's a tough life. It's a tough life. Because the world is in your head and you're constantly feeding it things that are not good for you. You're doing things that are not good for you. You're moving with very little energy. You're giving yourself this negative self-talk. You're associating with people who feed that even more. You're around low-quality people. You're around people who, again, who are in the same place as you. So misery loves company. And it's all this loser level stuff. Then you become careless with your body. You become careless of the food you eat. You're not acting like a winner. You're not acting like somebody who wants more. You're not acting like somebody who's really inspired and driven by becoming the best version of themselves. It's all just words. It's all hope. It's all wish. When are you going to commit? When are you going to decide, you know what, I'm going to change how I see myself. I'm going to change the self-image. I'm going to stop being this complainer. I'm going to stop whining. I'm going to stop being a loser. I'm going to start showing up for myself in a serious way, regardless of what happened in my past. How come you're not moving like that, man? I'm talking about extra levels of energy and passion towards that direction. How come it's not like that? How come you're not structured? How come you wake up whenever it is you wake up? How come you're not inspired to wake up early? How come you're not inspired to plan out the rest of your week and making sure that you're on point to protect your energy, to make sure that you are aligned with that energy that you need to grow and to thrive? How come you're not making decisions, putting things to an end? Things that are not for you. Things that are not good for you. How come? How come, man? How come you're just accepting low-level conversations? How come you're not checking people? Obviously, if you don't check yourself, you're not going to check anybody else. If you don't love yourself, then you won't care. If you don't respect yourself, then you won't care. It doesn't matter, right? But you have to start right now. You have to start changing how you feel about yourself. Changing the conversations in your mind, changing the conversations you have. There's nothing that's by mistake, fam. The results to everything is the result for a reason. Everything makes sense. You just need to know what process led you to that point. What was it that led you to that point? And if you're not aware of yourself because you're too busy being distracted, then you're not really understanding what your fight is. What's the fight? What's the problem? What should you be focusing on? All these things that you just allow it to be without any care. There's people around you that are not living to their best potential, and you look at them and you don't say nothing. Right? But how can you say something if you're not doing it at 100%? It's like, yo, man, you got to step your game up. You got to step your game up. Seriously, you got to step your game up. You got to be the leader that people need in their life. You got to be the leader for yourself, but you got to be the leader for everybody else around you. If you have kids, what are you doing? If you have kids, it's even more embarrassing. Like, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? If you have children and you're listening to this podcast and you have children that came out of you, that you've created, and you're not leading by example, you're not doing to the best of your ability to change your life or lead the way or be the superhero in their life, yo, man, what are you doing? Seriously. If you're a man listening to this podcast, what are you doing? If you're a woman listening to this podcast, what are you doing? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? I'm talking to you. Don't think, oh, wow, Anthony is talking to somebody else. No, no, no. I'm talking to you. What is your position? And are you doing it? Are you playing your position right? Are you doing it to the best of your ability? What role do you play? Are you the best mom that you can be? Are you the best father that you can be? Are you the best partner that you can be? Are you the best business partner that you can be? Are you the best coach that you can be? Are you the best client that you can be? Are you the best student that you can be? Are you the best son? Are you the best daughter? What are you doing? How are you treating yourself? How are you treating yourself, man? Seriously, how are you treating yourself? Because these are the things that matter. Look in the environment you live in. What changes are you willing to make, yo, for real? And let's keep going on, fam. Let's keep diving into this. Seriously, let's keep diving in. Look at yourself. Look at your body. Look at yourself. Are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of the moves you made up to this point? Are you proud of yourself? Yeah, for real. If you look at your life overall, are you proud? Yeah, I'm proud of myself. Are you proud of yourself? My thing is, if you're not, and you are in a shitty position, and you're not happy about, man, if you're not where you want to be, fam, where's the fire? Where's the fire, fam? Seriously, like, I'm really talking to your soul right now. Where's the fire within? The drive, you care so much. You care so much about just yourself, your future, those you love. Where's that drive, man? How can you just exist with no passion and no energy and no focus? How can you just exist without that fire? Because it may be lit right now, and the fire may be lit. And it's motivating you to move. And it's probably inspiring you, discouraging you, making you feel bad, making you feel excited, motivated, angry, whatever it is. But then it just dies. It just dies. No changes are made. Nothing happens with that. There's a lot of carelessness. And again, it comes down to how you feel about you. Love yourself more. Love yourself a lot more. Be positive with yourself, man, for real. Tell yourself the truth, but also give yourself the ability to grow. Allow yourself to grow. Start betting on yourself. Start taking chances. Eliminate the distractions, because those things are there just to take you further away from what you need to be focusing on. Focus on what's most important. Focus on the problem. Focus on repositioning yourself. Focus on structure. Structure your life out. Structure your days. Structure the foods you eat. Structure the times that you're going to be doing X, Y, and Z. Whatever you're going to be doing, structure yourself out. Structure the time you wake up, the time you, like, document everything, man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Take your life seriously. Take your life seriously. Stop being all sloppy with your life. Like, yo, what's up with you, yo? Like, what's really good with you? Like, really good. Like, yo, what's good with you? At one point, you had that passion. At one point, you had that inspiration. At one point, you wanted so much more. At one point, you was doing it right and you fell off. What happened? Like, what happened? Everything's a joke for people, man. Everything is it's just a joke. People don't take it serious until it becomes a serious problem, right? I'm asking you to start taking it serious. I'm asking you to really, really challenge yourself and start moving moment to moment, momentum, moment to moment. Being grounded, man. It's what I want for you. It's why I do this. It's why I continue to do this. It's like you're listening on the other side of the phone. I'm sorry, on the other side of the microphone. And you're listening to this on your phone, on your laptop, in the car, wherever you're listening to this at, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. You're listening to this with an opportunity at this moment right now to really head towards a completely different direction in your life. You have an opportunity to look at your core values and reevaluate them. What are your core values? What do you care about, man? Like, what do you care about? Like, what do you hold on to? And are you exercising those core values every single moment of your life? Who are your enemies in your life? Do you have enemies? Do you have something that you're against? A philosophy that you're against? A lifestyle that you're against? A way of life? A result that you're against? Like, yo, I can't live like this anymore. Like, there's nothing that fuels you. There's nothing that drives you. There's nothing that energizes you. There's nothing that turns you up, turns you on. There's nothing like that. Just accepting low quality bullshit. That's what we're doing. Low quality friends, low quality partners, low quality life, low quality jobs, low quality everything. A low quality existence, man. But you have the opportunity to change that right now. Are you going to take it? Are you going to take it? Are you going to start addressing what you need to address? Or are we just wasting more time, man? Wasting time. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I struggle. You don't understand. There's so much things that are in the way. You don't understand my insecurities. You don't understand my fears. You don't understand. It's like, yo, when are you going to just allow yourself to make the important decisions? When are you going to start respecting yourself? so you can start making the important decisions? When are you going to start loving yourself so you can start taking what's important seriously? So you can live a loving life. You can live a life of love and smiling and success and thriving and confident and being competent and being so sure about yourself. In any room you walk to, people feel the energy. They can feel it without you saying anything. People feel it. People look at you. You don't want people to look at you and say, man, there's something about you. Your energy's on point. I just want to be around you because of the value that you bring to the table, or how you treat yourself, how you move it. No, this is not interesting to you. This is not hitting you. Look at the person that you settled for. If you're in a relationship right now, who have you settled for? If you're single and alone, what have you settled for? What are you entertaining? What is your future looking like? Look at the job. Again, I'm only getting, regardless of what position you're in life, fam, I'm getting you to see that and understand that you've accepted that, regardless of what it is. Good, bad, right, or wrong, I just want to let you know, are you aware of your current position? Just want to make sure that you know. Because if you ignore these things about yourself, if you ignore these things in your life, if you settle for something that's comfortable, what are you doing? What are you doing? Complaining about your situation, what are you doing? Allowing your fears to consume you, what are you doing? Build up the courage. Put yourself in position to build up the courage. Rack up more wins, moment to moment, more wins, more wins, more wins. Stop entertaining bullshit. It's a big one. Stop with the negative self-talk, talking to yourself like you ain't it. Oh, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. Well, why me? This is bad. Stop that, man. Stop that. Just stop. What are you doing? My past moves, man. I wish I made different moves in my past. You don't understand the mistakes that I've made. It's like, stop, man. Stop. It's just another distraction that is stopping you from moving forward because of the fear of moving forward. Your past, seriously, your past, use that shit as fuel. What are you doing? Use everything as fuel. Get inspired by what happened to you in the past to make sure that those who come after you do not repeat that. What are you doing? You're making a big mistake. You're making a big mistake. Yes, you listening to the sound of my voice right now. You're making a big mistake allowing what happened yesterday to stop you from moving forward. You're allowing the things, the decisions you've made in the past. Oh, I made all these things. Yeah, you fucked up. You messed up. You messed up. You messed up. But right now is a brand new moment. So what are you doing with this moment right now? What does the next year look like for you? What does the next 2 years look like for you? Do you know? Are you aware of that? No. And how can we move on from these things? These questions that we're asking is just questions like, yo, I don't know. And then like, we don't hold on to that. We don't feel the anxiety. We don't allow ourselves to consume ourselves with the anxiety. Because that's where the truth is. That's where the growth is. You can do it, fam. You can do whatever you set your mind to. You're doing it right now. You're living the life that you want to live now. And the moment that you don't, you'll start making serious changes. But I challenge you to do so much more. I challenge you to go all in everything that you do. I challenge you to be the best in the world at the role you play. Whatever role you are playing right now in people's lives, be the best in the world at it. Whatever role you're playing, yo, be the best in the world at it. Whatever it is that you chose to commit to, be the best in the world at that. A lot of people are the best in the world at making excuses. They're the best in the world with their negative self-talk. They're the best in the world with downplaying themselves. Flip that, man. When it comes to that negative bullshit, flip it, yo. Give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. You're here. You're listening to the sound of my voice right now. Give yourself some credit. Give yourself credit for the changes you have made. Look at your success. Look at the things that you've accomplished. Look at the things around you that you wish you had at one point. And now you have it now. So what are you complaining about, yo? Look at how far you've come. Are you grateful for that? Look at all the challenges, all the things that could have killed you, and you're still here alive. All the great decisions that you have made, you need to focus on that, man, because that's what's going to build momentum. And if you're not focused on those positive decisions and those wins that you're racking up, those small little wins, if you're not seeing it that way, you're not going to allow yourself to grow. This whole shit is in your mind. This whole thing is in your head. This whole world is in your head. The decisions you've made, the decisions you're going to make, what you're focusing on, what you care about, it's all in your mind. It's all in your mind. You can look at life completely different in a real way from a different angle and say, wait a minute. I am listening to this life-changing podcast. Let me pat myself in the back. Let me pat myself in the back. I did show up today in some way. I have made decisions. I have showed up for myself. Don't focus so much on the shit that don't matter, man. Don't focus on the things that don't matter, yo. Focus on the things that do matter. And that's the wins that you do have, that you have accumulated these wins. You racked up all these wins. And you still having negative self-talk? What's wrong with you, yo? What's good with you, really? Don't do that. Stop doing that. It's distracting you from what the problem is at the current moment. It's distracting you from isolating the problem and narrowing in on the thing that's most important. Start looking at the wins. Start getting inspired by your wins. Start studying your losses. Start looking at every single person in your life and audit that person. Look at them. Are these people willing to grow with me? Or are these people just not it? You understand what I'm saying? I need you to do that, fam. I need you to focus on that. This is about you. Focus on that. And not care about what other people got to say about the moves you're making. You are focused on making the right moves in your life so you could better yourself, better your family, better for those around you, so you can make an impact. You know your intentions. So when your intentions are in the right place, why do you care how anyone else sees it? You shouldn't care what anyone else thinks about you. When you know that your intentions are in the right place. You know what you focus on. You know what you want to do with yourself. You know what you need to do. So do it. Stop wasting time. Start building yourself up. You need to be your number one fan. You need to be your number one fan. Seriously. You need to be your number one fan. Build yourself up. And do what it is that you need to do because you are in control. I'll leave you guys with that. Much love, fam. If you found this episode valuable, do me a solid favor. Share this on your social media. Leave a review on the show. Seriously, put 5 stars, leave a review. I know. You said you was going to do it and never did it. So if you haven't done so yet, leave a review. Share this with somebody you know, and I'll catch you guys next time. Take care, fam.